All right, so the second part of the study, again, this is again a three-year study. We've been doing this for 3 years in corn, cotton, and peanuts, and I'm only going to stick to the cotton data over here. We've been doing this on-farm trials with growers on just on the downforce system. Again, the motivation, I'll go do a little bit of introduction. The downforce has been a hot topic, you know. Now, I can't say recently, it's been there now 4 or 5 years. It's still there, you know. And it's needed on the planter to not to just get the seed depth, but there's some seed to soil contact, and you need to get the adequate soil compaction. You know, a lot of these studies or the issues actually were from corn, so we didn't have a whole lot of stuff on cotton. And then there's been a lot of interest in when we start talking about downforce, using optimal downforce or correct downforce. Because research study shows, and again, this was a lot of these were in corn, you know, where they had shown crop emergence issues and yield impact due to inadequate downforce. And also, there are a lot of downforce systems currently available in the market, and that growers are more and more interested in comparing that, but also what's the advantage of you having some of the newer systems. Something that also been researched on suggests, you know, and we all know that downforce requirement, it changes with the type of field conditions you're planting in, you know, what type of soil moisture, what type of tillage conditions, texture, you know, different. The one of the biggest challenge we have, you know, being in the southeast is the high amount of soil variability, especially in the soil texture, you know. And then it kind of goes back to how do you even select an optimal downforce if you have a highly variable soil within the same field. So we kind of took that information and we want to see, okay, we want to do some downforce trials, but we also want to find a way to evaluate the soil variability or quantify the soil variability in the grower field. So we came up with two objectives: to measure that soil variability in the grower fields and then evaluate different planter downforce. And one of the objectives or one of the, you know, the aim was to actually use the downforce that the grower is currently utilizing in his in that field for planting, you know, in this case cotton, in those field conditions, and actually look at the crop emergence for that. So, again, like I said, the study's been done from 2017 to 2019. We had four different growers majorly representing the south part of the Georgia. And it tells you what all years we planted cotton, you know, with four. We actually had close to seven fields, but one did get planted last year. So we had six total that I have the data on. This is just showing some of the images that, you know, showing the variability in some of the fields that we selected actually to do these trials. So to quantify the soil variability, what we did is go out in the field before planting, use the various soil EC mapper, and collected the soil EC data. And also, before we delineated some of the EC zones in the field, we downloaded the soil type map from the Web Soil Survey just to see, you know, what type of soils actually exist in that field. And then the decision was largely based on the soil EC, but the soil type was just kind of used to delineate those zones better within that field, so we make sure that each zone has the different soil type in there. Our target was to have about 2 to 3 distinct zones within each field, and these varied between the fields. You know, some fields have very minimum variability, some had very high variability. I'll show some pictures later to do that. And the reason behind that, again, a lot of research, you know, suggesting that soil texture is very well correlated to soil EC. We did that, and then our treatments kind of consisted of, we had those three zones within each field, and then we selected three different downforces, and we just loosely called D1, D2, D3, but the middle one is actually what the grower was currently utilizing for planting cotton, you know, in that field. And then and the slides say about 50%, but we went anywhere from 50 to 100% all the way. Like if he was doing 100, we would do 0 and 200 in most cases. But anywhere from 50 or higher, and then anywhere from 50 and lower. Three different downforces. We did three different applications for each downforce and total 9 passes. So if you look at the picture there, each line there represents a one pass of a downforce. And when we made that one pass, it kind of transfers through all three EC zones within the same field. So that's how we implemented those. And then we did a three times data collection, emergence data collection, 1, 2, and 3 week. And the stand counts, these were all 12 row planters. So we did the stand counts in 6 alternating rows, about 25 feet sections in there. And the reason I again want to clarify the 1, 2, and 3 week, again, we have some of our agronomists and physiologists there, and there's some research that, like, for cotton, you know, usually they say anywhere from 7 to 10 days after planting, if everything comes up, you know, there won't be any yield penalty or other issues. We kind of took that, you know, there's some studies that say up to 14 days. So week 2 was our, if everything is up by week 2, you know, we have a pretty decent emergence. And week 3 was our kind of, if it's not up, it's kind of delayed. You know, there might be some penalties or issues later down with that week 3. So the reason behind, we have early week and 2 week, and then the 3 is the delayed week. Some of the planting equipment or pictures from implementing the trials. So again, the information on all those 6 fields and the ear, with the downforce system. When we selected these growers, we didn't have, I'm going to be honest, not a whole lot of knowledge about their planting or downforce equipment. We weren't, you know, exactly looking for a different downforce system. The way it ended up being that we had all 3 different type of downforce systems in there. The mechanical with the John Deere with the spring type, the pneumatic downforce, precision planting, delta force, and also the John Deere pneumatic. And then just some of the downforce values from there. And then for analysis, all we did, and given this is being a field level study with on farm, you know, on grower, we actually used the ULFAF 0.10, so 90% significance level for this one. The previous one, the small plot, was actually 95%. And then we looked at just the soil EC, those 2 factors, and the interaction, you know, is there any difference because of that. So this is just example. In some fields, you know, we did find that the soil EC affected our crop emergence, but downforce did not have any effect, and there was no interaction. And also, you know, there was the fields where there was interaction, which kind of suggested that one downforce performed either better or worse than the other one in those soil EC zones. So when we look at some of the graphs here, so this was actually in 2017, one of the very first fields when we did our soil EC map, and we classified like low, high, low, medium, and high. If you look at the map here, our medium zone was relatively very, very small compared to the other two. So when we implemented it, you know, we weren't able to go through that. So we only did it in the low and high. And also the grower had a pneumatic downforce system using a pressure gauge to kind of monitor it. It was very kind of finicky to even get the downforce is right. And I don't want to spend too much time why we have the lower emergence at 100, you know, and that. Something we noticed majorly on this equipment the very first year was that we had some major leaks on that downforce system, especially when we were implementing. We tried to fix that, and also we had some poor seed singulation going on because he was using a small size seed with a high vacuum to get his target population in. So this is just to kind of show, you know, as much as we care about that data, but we may have to, you know, worry about that to fix those before we start thinking about the downforce stuff there. Again, 2018 grower 2, and this was actually a pneumatic downforce again. If you look at the 3 different downforces, you know, we did see that high EC zone. And in all these graphs, the middle one, like 200, is actually the grower preferred downforce. So if you see in that high EC zone, his 200 pounds downforce has a significantly reduced emergence, you know, than other 2 soil EC zones. And even putting a 300 downforce in that didn't help, you know, which kind of makes us think that at 100 pounds, it was not statistically different from what he was getting the emergence in his low and medium. So he may want to back down a little bit, you know, on his downforce in that field type to get even emergence across the soil ECs. Grower 3, this was actually the hydraulic downforce system. When we looked at this data very initially, if you look at the week 1 and week 3 emergence, there's like barely any difference. So all cotton was like very uniformly, you know, timely up in that whole field, but we did have a little reduced emergence. You know, it was pretty high compared to other fields, like 80%, but we still had a little reduced emergence in that low soil EC for this field. Grower 4, and that's where I said I'll show some. So this was a field where you can visually see very high amount of variability just from one end of the field to the other end of the field. So the top part of the field, the low soil EC, was those sandy soils. And then as you go towards the south end here, you know, you see these red clay soils, but also these big clods, you know. So when we look at the cotton data for that, if you look at the week one emergence over there, you know, in the high, we barely had any plants that emerged at week one. And we were able to, while we were planting in that soil EC zone or soil texture, I would say, we weren't able to get the seed in the ground despite of using like 200 downforce. It was really hard even to plant in those soils. So, and this was a mechanical downforce system. You know, we had a limitation. We didn't test the 300 and 400 pounds. But despite after we did a three-week emergence, all other emergence was significantly higher than what we attained there. And a part of, you know, when we were analyzing data, I thought about, can we put more downforce in that zone and able to plant? Or do we need to change some of the tillage practices in that site or another equipment setting, you know, so we can able to plant the seed in that part of the field? We don't have an answer for that yet, but we're going to try to do some different things, you know, this year. Same grower, another field. When I look at that, there weren't, you know, and this was actually a field, there wasn't much soil variability, and he was able to get pretty good emergence throughout all the EC zones. So like I said earlier, it kind of depending on what type of variability you have in the field. You can plant using 0 pound or 200 pound, it won't make a difference. You know, we didn't see some of the big difference we were expecting in some of the fields. Again, it goes back to how much variability is there. So some of those, So in summary, we're going to keep doing these, I believe, for another this year or 2 years, you know, to kind of get into more detail. But something we consistently saw that if there was an emergence reduction in the parts of the field, that was due to the soil texture largely, you know. And it was not that. And there was one field where we did have a soil by EC where a higher downforce did help in getting the higher emergence in that field. But in 3 out of 6 fields, you know, and those 2 points go together, in 3 out of those 6 fields, we noticed that in those heavy soils, the grower was utilizing that about 100 pounds of downforce. It was just not enough to plant in those soils. And the emergence reductions were those, the minimum was like it was 10%. The highest were up to 40% in those soils. We had like about half the emergence in those soils than the rest of the fields. And then again, like I was saying, the last field I showed, if a grower, and we always get this question asked, especially, you know, if I upgrade my system, or does the active downforce system have any advantage over this last producer? He had a mechanical downforce system. So we think if he has an active downforce, hydraulic or pneumatic, whichever system, would he be able to, you know, increase the soil emergence or make some on the go changes, to actually plant the seed in the soil and get the crop up. We're going to try something like that in these coming years, you know, especially with the active versus static downforce system to do a little comparison on the farm scale. And then also something we learned is we need to better quantify more soil properties such as soil moisture, you know, and then especially like if we had those soil clods and everything, can we do a soil hardness, some type of test to quantify that variability better besides just using the soil EC data to say that this has this much soil variability. I would like to take any questions if you have on that. It was the end of my second presentation. So we do, And that's why I said in some of the fields that we need to better quantify, and I do have a little explanation for why in one of the fields we did notice, you know, a reduction in the high. The soil EC range in that field was very narrow, very tight, you know, and when we try to break those into three, we did have a little higher zone, but most of those were, when we were talking about earlier, these were kind of in ditches or low areas where there were actually a little bit soil moisture in there. Then, so we cannot attribute the difference exactly to the EC part, you know, in those fields where we know that there is a difference in the soil moisture variability. There are some areas where you're going to see the high downforce is not actually helping you plant the seed. It's actually compacting the seed, you know, the excessive downforce. So I think in one of the fields I know for sure that was the reason that we had a very reduced emergence, you know, because of the high downforce. In other fields where, like I show the pictures, that we do believe that we can go up higher on the downforce and be able to plant and not have a reduction is where we see these red soil types where even when you're planting, we're seeing that seed just laying on the top of the ground, and we know that's because we can't get the seed in the ground. So we're kind of making a lot of visual observations, and that's why I think our plan in the future is, can we quantify some more soil properties, soil moisture at planting, you know, if there's a way to do a soil hardness and all that, because that's going to tie back, is this really a downforce effect? Or is it something else in the field that's causing it but making us to believe that we got to change because of downforce?